generally, historically, Labor Day is more of a domestic travel, kind of road trip type of holiday, where folks are staying relatively close to home, maybe between 50 and 100 miles. That said, there's still a lot of folks that are booking vacations and maybe booked vacations earlier this year and are taking this week to fly out, either domestic or internationally. International travel week over week is actually going to be down compared to last year by about 4%. That may be an indication that the travel business as a whole is starting to slow down just a little bit. So all year long, we've been really shattering records across the board. But it seems like the American consumer has kind of reached the point where they're starting to cut back on their travel spending. But domestically, we do expect a bump over last year. But the name of the game is certainly it's going to be busy at the airports, on the roadways. International travel is still quite strong. Coming out of the pandemic, you know, we've really been in a pretty remarkable place as far as travel goes. But we do expect to have pretty solid volumes on both domestic road trips as well as international flights coming out of Boston in particular, which is in our top 10 domestic destinations. Part of it due to the fact that a lot of folks who are flying somewhere are going to end up in Boston to do that.